This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Chris, writing out of Florida, writes, Dahlia, my doctor ordered a ton of blood work on me, but sent the vials to the wrong laboratory, which doesn't take my insurance. I now have a $700 bill, and the doctor's office will not help me, nor my insurance, saying it's out of their hands. The lab has sent me a final notice. What recourse do I have? Doesn't that sound familiar? Your stuff gets sent to the wrong lab. This was an email I received about a month ago, but I found it pertinent to this case where we have a woman possibly going bankrupt because she had, I think she went into cardiac arrest. The ambulance took her to the closest hospital like they should have. The hospital gave her phenomenal care, saved her life. She's grateful, but that hospital wasn't on her insurance plan. So her bills totaled over $300,000. I'm actually surprised for a 10-day stay. That's still, it's a lot of money, but it's I'm not surprised by that amount. What is so frustrating to me is all the bull crap that goes on. And you guys are left with bills. You have the insurance. You're paying for the insurance. Right? You have the insurance. You pay for the insurance. Doesn't matter. You went to the wrong place. Or, and beyond your control. See, it's really easy. A lot of us doctors, or the lab, or whatever, said you should know. You should know what hospital to go to. You should know what labs are. We're not your mommy. Alright? And I mean, you know, in defense of a hospital, and, you know, paramedics and doctor's offices, I mean, we got a lot to do. Okay, we went to medical school to learn how to do medicine. Now, all of a sudden, we have to figure out, well, you can't go to this hospital, but you could go to this hospital, you can't use that lab, you can't, I have to write this medicine, I can't write this medicine, whatever. It's stupid. Let us write the medicine, and the insurance should cover no matter what. But we can't blame the patient. She underwent cardiac arrest. How the hell is she supposed to stop everything and figure out what hospital to go to and where to go, whatever? You know, a lot of you guys go, okay, well, you know, I have an ID bracelet on, like a med alert bracelet with my drug allergies. Well, maybe you need to have another bracelet on there, bringing up all your formulary and insurance restrictions. I don't know. This is ridiculous. So let's go. We're going to talk about the story about the woman going bankrupt and what's happening with her. But many of you guys are dealing with what Chris is dealing with. All right. All you did was go to the doctor. You had blood drawn. You said thank you. You were going to follow up with the doctor. The doctor was in network, but the lab was not where the blood work went to. How do you fight it? Well, all right, your insurance company should be more helpful because they are the ones that are insuring you. They get to use that restriction to save millions and millions of dollars a year. Sorry, we don't have a relationship with that lab, so we can't pay. Sorry. And it's an excuse over, oh, the doctor put the wrong code. We don't have to pay. Insurance companies are designed not to pay, but to figure out how not to pay. They're a business. I'm not saying this to criticize them. They're a business. They need to take in more money than they spend. So if they find loopholes in them not having to spend, they won't spend. That's just the way business goes. Okay? So, you know what? We don't work with the lab. We don't send checks to that lab. Sorry. So that, now, I believe one of the things that should have been done as we were reforming healthcare is it doesn't matter the lab, it doesn't matter the pharmacy, it doesn't matter the doctor, it doesn't matter the hospital. If you're sick and somebody takes care of you, you get help from whoever. Your insurance company covers you for a city, a state, a region, etc. All right, we simplify it. Well, insurance doesn't want to cover me for this illness, but they want to cover me for this other illness. No, it doesn't matter what illness you have. The one thing I don't hate to use the word like in Obamacare in the same sentence, but the one thing I appreciated in the Obamacare Act was the annihilation of the pre-existing clause. All right, it doesn't matter what you have, we're going to cover it. Now, can I just say Obamacare has now been in effect for a while? And still, I get letters from insurance company saying, this patient is under review for pre-existing condition. You're like, what are you talking about? Now under Obamacare, pre-existing condition? No, no. So still, things aren't getting paid if they're pre-existing. So it's still not happening. Remember, insurance companies are going to find every reason not to pay. So you're stuck. You're literally stuck. Now, should the doctor eat the $700 bill? No, he shouldn't. Well, no, of course not. You guys know, no, the doctor should not pay Chris's bill. No, because, listen, I could hear you. Of course I could hear you. Listen, all right, the doctor's going to then stop doing all blood work all completely. If the doctor has to pay $700 a pop, the doctor should have known better. No. Do you really want your doctor spending an hour a day reviewing formularies, hospitals, things like that for other people to make money and not reviewing medicine? You know, most doctors I know, they go through their med alerts. They go through, like, we have a story now of a woman getting HIV, having a manicure done. We'll talk about that. Okay, don't you want your doctor spending their time doing that? You do not want your doctor worrying about that. And if they now have to pay for your laboratory results, they're not going to stop everything to learn about that. They're just going to stop doing labs. We had a case where a patient had two insurances. And she had told us the first insurance was first, primary, second insurance was secondary. Great. Okay, we did everything she said. It was signed, it was in writing, she had the cards. She goes to the lab tech. She tells the lab tech what her primary insurance is. Boom, fine. Labs went to that place. We did everything by the book. Apparently, the patient was confused. She didn't know that her primary was primary and secondary was primary, whatever. So the labs don't get covered. Patient gets livid with, the patient's mom gets livid with us, going, you should have taught her to realize that it's date of birth by her parents. What? What? How are we involved? We're not your mommy. All right, quickly, we'll tell you what to do with bills that are out of your control. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're talking about what to do when you get stuck with the bill when it's technically your doctor's fault for the labs going to the wrong place, or you being sent to the wrong imaging center, or you going to the wrong hospital. Well, the chance of the doctor covering your bill is going to be very, very slim, because the penalty for the mistake far exceeds the mistake that was made. Okay? Your doctor is not supposed to be in charge of where everything has to go. They're just supposed to be in charge of figuring out what's wrong with your body, and we want to keep it that way. So unfortunately, as Obamacare continues to unfold, there is more and more restrictions coming our way. I can't tell you how confused I am now. I used to know exactly which hospital, which surgery center, which radiology place, which lab, for every single insurance in my city. And Las Vegas is a big city. You have half a dozen to a dozen insurance companies. You could keep that straight. Nuh-uh. Not since Obamacare. Well, this set of hospitals now aren't being covered by this insurance. This set of hospitals aren't. You can't go here. You can't go here. You have an insurance company, but the insurance company could either be underwritten by one insurance company or another. So the patient may say one thing, but they don't understand who the underwriter is. And if it's an underwriter, you got to go by the underwriter. Oh, to heck with this. I'm done. Look, here's the test I want you to take. This is my advice. You walk out the door. You call your insurance company, and you and the insurance company figure it out. Because I don't want to get stuck with the bill. Okay? So, like what's happening now with this hospital, poor patient nearly died of a heart attack. She gets picked up, gets rushed to St. Mary's Hospital in Madison, which was the closest hospital to their location. She got amazing care. She gratefully thanked the paramedics, thanked the doctors and the nurses. Wonderful, happy ending to the story, right? Except she got hit with $300,000 in medical bills. St. Mary's is out of network for her insurance plan managed by Blue Cross Blue Shield. And St. Mary's will, like any other hospital, treat you first regardless of your insurance status or ability to pay. Her in-network hospital was actually only three blocks away, but the paramedics took her to St. Mary's, and she lived. Alright, she could have lived at the other one too. But if she had gone to her in-network hospital, she would have only had a $1,500 out-of-pocket pay. For deductible, probably. Instead, out-of-network, $300,000. So Blue Cross decided to agree what they would have paid the in-network hospital and paid half the bill, which is $150,000. Then St. Mary's stepped up to the plate, apparently, covered 90% of the hospital's expenses. And then they took the bill down to $40,000 to pay all the doctors involved in her care. I know, I don't know. When do I get that kind of money? I don't. I may get a $5 copay, maybe a $20 insurance payment if I'm lucky. I should be working in the hospital. Anyway, now I guess the $40,000 left or whatever has her at the edge of bankruptcy. Now, this is what we're being told, although I'm a little confused because there's another source saying she owes $50,000 for deductible on her Affordable Health Care Act. I've never heard of a deductible that high, unless it's a catastrophic plan. I don't know. Needless to say, if she had gone to the other hospital, way cheaper. Now, again, thank God she lived. Hospital did good. The doctors did good, etc. But look at all this back and forth with the money. Now, I have to admit, if Blue Cross paid $150,000, usually if there's $300,000 in medical bills, insurance knocks that down 69%. So I'm amazed that the hospital paid 50%. But then it sounds like St. Mary's then covered whatever, the rest. But she still has a high out-of-pocket, $30,000, $40,000, etc. So what do you do? Whether it's your labs, whether it's the hospital, the surgical center, whatever. You need to be diligent before this even starts. Because as you could see, nobody's going to know this for you automatically. You'd like us to, and I don't blame you. I have no idea on my insurance which hospital to go to. I really don't. I remember asking, and I remember the insurance company saying, I will give you a call back, and they never did. So I have no idea. So all I'm left to doing is calling around, and hopefully a nice lady answers the phone that knows. But she could say, yeah, I think so, yeah. Is that enough for me to, you know, hold up in court if I have to go and get hit with all these bills? Am I allowed to use that? Oh, she said, yeah. So this is a problem. This is a big, big problem. All right. I've already said what I said before. The way healthcare should be is you go to the doctor. You go to the hospital, it doesn't matter the diagnosis, it doesn't matter what network, whatever, you go, it gets paid. You're purchasing insurance. Now, I can understand if you're paying a $5 a month insurance policy, I could get where that gives you just care at this one location. I get that, but you're not paying $5 a month, right? You're paying $800 a month. That's a lot of money. That should cover you anywhere. You decide to take a trip to Disneyland. Something happens at Disneyland and you have to go to the hospital. It will cover you wherever. But that's not the way our system is. Our system is pretty screwed up. Not that I want socialized. No socialization by any means. But it has to be simpler than this. Okay? I think the insurance company finding all the ins and outs isn't helping. Now, what could you do? Well, you need to recruit as many people to help you get through this if the insurance company doesn't help you. When the insurance companies give you letters that have no return address or fax number or whatever, saying, sorry, we can't cover you, sorry, you're like, well, what do I do? Well, one is, you can, and again, it's technically not the insurance company's fault either. You recruit everybody together and go, look, how do we make this work? So, all right, doctor, it went to the wrong lab. What could you do? Well, let me talk to the lab. Let me talk to the lab, see what they can do about working out a network. Let me talk to your insurance company. Let's see what we can do to get this covered. So recruit the doctor. Next, recruit your human resources. If you have the type of plan that doesn't allow you to go to the hospitals that you want to go to, and you're having an issue, your human resources person or the person at work responsible for purchasing that insurance holds a lot of weight. A lot of weight. Because if their employees are getting bills and they can't use the insurance, then the management is going to have to find an insurance that's more palatable. So the insurance company doesn't want to lose a big, huge account. They don't want to lose Motorola or IBM or Microsoft. So if there's issues, they may say, you know what, it's going to, trust me, we're going to save a hell of a lot more money. And what you can negotiate is, well, you just pay the in-network. Pretend they're in their network and just cover it. All right? And a lot of them will do that. A lot of them will do that. Then you want to talk to the hospital, talk to the lab and say, look, okay, I don't have that money. Now, we could go for years and collections going back and forth, or we could try to work with the out-of-network that you, well, the insurance won't pay us out-of-network. They won't pay us. I could cut down your cost, but between them cutting down the cost, you getting your boss, the human resources department involved, you getting your doctor involved, whatever, most of the time these things get handled. Now, there's an article that came out saying doctors are shying away from genetic testing. You don't see doctors do a lot of genetic testing, and patients are upset about it. Well, I'm a huge fan of genetic testing. The BRCA gene, checking for hereditary hemochromatosis, I love it. I think it is extremely important. However, as of 2 weeks ago, I have stopped ordering any genetic tests. If I think you have hereditary hemochromatosis and you're depositing iron in your liver, I won't run it. And I talked to the hematologist and said, look, you're not going to have a patient packaged when I see you. I'm going to be sending them with only the cheap screen being done. And why is that? Well, because apparently my patient got a $700 bill from a test I ordered, and I was right, by the way, but apparently the insurance doesn't cover genetic testing anymore. It's not under Obamacare. If Obamacare does not pay for genetic testing and the doctor orders it and doctors order a crap load of labs on you, how do you know what's a genetic test and what isn't? You go, great, thank you for doing the blood work. Then the doctor will add on a test. Ooh, the ferritin's high, the liver enzymes are off. We're possibly looking at hereditary hemochromatosis, but that is. You add that test, the test gets added on there. Or the JAK2 mutation, he's got polycythemia. Or macrocytosis, the blood cells are funny. I like to package my patients up before they go to the specialist, so the specialist visits are less and cheaper for the patient because most of the work was done. The specialist takes what I do and then decides where to go from there. That's how I was trained. I don't send a patient with no workup done to a specialist willy-nilly. However, now patients like Dahlia, they're not paying the test. So I wish you didn't order it. I wish I didn't order it either. So now just go to the specialist. I'm out of it. All right. So, I hope I gave you guys some advice. Lord have mercy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This was an interesting email I got. Now, guys, I apologize for not catching up on all my emails. Many of you I write back personally, but some of them, they're kind of interesting. I like to read on air, especially the ones where you guys bag on doctors. Brandt writes, doctors lie. They never tell the truth. My doctor looked at my rash, had no sign of a clue, but called it something false and gave me a treatment that did not work. goes on to saying that he had to spend money on a dermatologist, and why did the doctor tell him that he didn't know what he was doing, blah, 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 blah. You're right. I'm not going to debate that with you. I've always kind of not understood that, why somebody would pretend they know something that they don't. That's a personality issue. We don't learn that in medical school. In medical school, we learn as doctors to say, I don't know. Except as a student. You know what? Honestly, if any of you guys run a medical school, can I give you some advice? You want us to say, I don't know, to patients, but whenever we say, I don't know, to the teacher, you guys really hammer us. You know, we used to get something called pimped. It was called pimped, and not pimped like you think. Pimped is where you're sitting there in rounds. Guys, remember Scrubs, Dr. Kelso? Right, you know, the young doctors or students are standing there, and then he starts hitting you with questions, and if you don't answer it, you know, right, you know, they kind of go after you, and they make you look like a fool in front of the patient, and they kind of yell at you until you cry. All right, you're pimped with questions until you cry in medical school a lot of times. I think on Scrubs it was funny. He was asking the guy that later becomes a coroner, you know, tell us what you know about Meniere's disease. And he's like, can you use it in a sentence maybe? Okay, no, all right. Okay, that guy, oh, my gosh, if he was my colleague, he would have been bleeding before we rounded to the next patient. It used to be so embarrassing. You know, before I was married, my last name was Zodiro. That's my maiden name. Dr. Zodiro. I'm like, oh, gosh, please don't call me. Yes. You know, and I would hold the patient's hand. You know, the patient knew what was coming. So I'd be sitting there holding the patient. Step away from the patient, Dr. Zodiro. Oh, gosh, please don't make me go, please. Yes. All right. Looking at this patient here. All right. Explain to me why the ventilator settings are the way they are and what should the ventilator settings be? Because the ventilator settings right now are wrong. Really? So I look at the patient. Now the patient, he doesn't want nothing to do with me. Okay, well, the patient. All right, the patient's under. Why is the patient awake and holding your hand if they're on a vent? They should have been sedated. Oh, really? Okay. Sorry. Good one. Well, you got this dial. Oh, this is a nice dial. I like this dial because it clicks a lot. And then you got this red on off switch. No, don't touch that. Don't touch that. No, I'm not. I'm just pointing. I am pointing to the on off switch. So technically this ventilator setting is on. Okay. You guys all got that? The setting that is on. And, let me see here. It looks like, I don't know. All right, and so I would get reamed and ripped, and, gosh, I remember one of my colleagues, we were doing rounds in front of a patient that was sitting there, and the doctor was screaming, this patient doesn't deserve you. You are going to kill this patient. And the patient is turning white, going, oh, my gosh. And, you know, you can't stick up for your comrades. You guys could be best friends in medical school, but you know when to be quiet because you do not want to get caught in the crossfire. Now, I did try to stick up for a couple of them, okay? Why the hell would somebody, you know, put the PICC line in upside down or the wrong way or whatever? Why would you do such a thing? I was the one that actually put in the PICC line, not Bob. I'm sorry. It was me. But I agree with you. Why would that happen? I agree. you, Dr. Zadira, did this? Well, not entirely. Well, in theory, the PICC line kind of moved itself. I don't know. I don't even remember what happened. But, you know, I would, because if you didn't step up. Okay, remember, you need your colleagues big time when the big doctors aren't around. So you don't want to let somebody eat crow for something you did. But if somebody is getting ripped on to pieces and you're like, okay, you know, they're going through a divorce. You know what's going on personally. Don't be bringing that up. Oh, no. So you get there, you get yelled at, you get whatever. So now you have this training of, I'm just going to say whatever the doctor wants. If the settings are wrong, I'm going to have the settings immediately fixed. I'm going to consult with Dr. Smith. I'm going to make sure Dr. Smith reviews with me what I need to learn so I never make this mistake again. I'm going to make sure the ventilator settings are right on the money, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so you start to be, when you get on the defensive, you start to immediately go, it's going to get fixed, it's going to be this, it's going to be this, it's going to be this. So now you're with the patient. Okay? All right? And here you are, you're graduated now. After having wobbly knees and being castrated in front of every patient, okay, you're finally, at the end of all this, told, okay, you better man up and you better, you know, grow a pair and now deal, you know, be confident and take care of the patient. So now you're supposed to be all confident. You walk into the patient's room. They go, I got this rash, and you don't know what the hell it is. Like, I've never seen that before. Now, for me, I'm very honest and open, and that's very easy for me to do. I don't care about losing the patient because I see what we get paid. So I have no problems, you know, losing $25 for that visit, at least keeping my integrity. And I'll look at it going, I have never seen this before. I have really? I don't know what this is. But, all right, I could surmise or assume or guess it's in the inflammatory family, eczema family, maybe it's in the viral vesicular family, you know. And let me walk you through my thinking pattern, all right. First, okay, it's symmetrical. You walk in here, it's not just one side, it's all over. And you're saying you're getting more bumps as this comes along, but you know, you were gardening and you were only really working with this hand. It really wasn't, you know, so I don't know if this had anything to do with the gardening. Maybe something got inserted at this point. And so what I do is whenever I don't know anything or I don't know 100% what the answer is, I walk the patient through what I do know. Okay? And a lot of times, you know, they help you diagnose. You know, this is interesting. So you have some, I mean, I know what shingles is, but, you know, this is interesting. You have just one blister. And I don't understand why it's one blister. So you weren't bit by a bug or anything, but I doubt it's shingles because I kind of see another blister over here on the other side of the body. Oh, no, doctor, I was bit. Come to think of it, you were bit. Yeah, I was bit by something. Come to think of it, right there on the shoulder. Ah, okay, thank you. So sometimes talking through, if I could urge doctors and nurses and physician assistants and nurse practitioners out there to do anything, is actually talk to the patient and tell them what you're thinking. You know, well, this is kind of odd because it's this. You know, I know you said you had a sore throat and you had some white stuff, but that doesn't sound like thrush. If, you know, if this is what I'm looking at, that's not thrush. That white coating isn't, you know, and you just kind of talk them through what you know. And then if you really don't know, you go, you know, this would be on my scope. You really need a good dermatologist. But because it's looking viral, I'm going to try an antiviral in the meantime. We'll get you in with the dermatologist in the next couple of days. Or it looks eczematous, kind of plaquey, scaly. Let me try a steroid. We'll see how this does, but set you up for a biopsy. Because even if this does kind of shrink, all right, because a lot of, you know, inflammatory stuff can, I want to know 100% what this is, so I'm going to set you up for a biopsy. Do that. Don't fake it. Don't, you know, but a lot of people will expect the doctor to know. They'll leave going, Dahlia didn't know. Dr. Dahlia had no clue. No, that's not what happened. I said I couldn't give you the name 100%. I talked you through what it could be, and I recommended we do a biopsy. Right? Do you want me to lie? But, you know, doctors have been stung before. So if they don't want people to say he had no clue, they're going to say, you know what it is? It's everything. Oh, it is. That sounds bad, doctor. It is. It'd be another $20 copay. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I want to talk about HIV and hepatitis, how long it could live outside the body. And now we have a woman here that appears to have received HIV when she was getting a quote-unquote manicure. We need to talk about that. Just lastly, one of you tried to call, and I want to switch subjects, but when we're talking about doctors lying really quickly, one of the best things to do to make sure your doctor gives you an honest answer, if you're worried about that, okay, and if you're worried about he may BS or whatever because he doesn't know something, what I would suggest is if you do bring something up and you may see some hesitation or you think they may not know, okay, which is rare, it could happen, all right, what I suggest you do is you go, look, doctor, I don't expect you to know everything. I know I'm kind of showing this to you. I'm assuming it's kind of odd, kind of unique. I don't expect you to know anything, but what is your best guess? If you say that, even to anybody, you know, business meeting or whatever, go, look, I don't expect you to, you know, be an encyclopedia of this. All right? So that already brings down the tension. It already does from a psychological standpoint. Look, I'm not expecting you to have this whole analysis memorized, right? You know, but what would be your best guess on what do you think is going on? And that's better than somebody say, well, this is what's going on, trying to look all confident and give you something false. See what I mean? All right, let's look at this case now with HIV and manicuring, all right? Because, you know, you'll ask the doctor, doctor, can I get HIV from manicure or pedicure? And they'll say yes, a resounding yes. I think you can. I always thought you could. I always said, good. That's why I bring my own instruments in. Even though I love where I go. Where I go, they actually have your own set of instruments separate for you. It's really, really cool. All right. But there's lots of ways you could get a pathogen into your system. Now, what happened with this woman? Well, a 22-year-old was diagnosed with HIV after having her nails done using, quote-unquote, shared manicure equipment. Doctors say this is a new form of transmission of the virus, usually sex, breast milk, IV drug use, transfusions, tattoos. Those are known cases for blood-to-blood transmission. But manicure sets, very, very rare. They said when diagnosed, unfortunately, the woman was found to have advanced HIV. She had none of the usual risk factors for acquiring the virus. Now, for a heterosexual woman, well, or a homosexual woman, that does not do drugs, her number one cause would have been sex without a condom. But I guess she wasn't having unprotected sex, all right? And they found that it was easily passed by sharing infected equipment. Now, infected needles, like I said, breastfeeding, pregnancy, birth, those are ways that could transfer HIV. But this woman reported, the only thing she reported was she shared manicure instruments years before with a cousin who was later found to be HIV positive. Blood analysis suggested the woman contracted the virus over 10 years ago. Further genetic analysis of the viruses from both patients suggested it came from a common ancestor, indicating the possibility HIV was transmitted through the manicure instruments. Now, Dr. Brian Foley of the HIV sequence database at the Los Alamos National Laboratory said the case should not make people scared of contact with people with the virus because the risk of infection is very, very low. What happens in the, if you've never had a manicure or a pedicure, all right, depending on how bad you are when you go in to get one, and I'm usually pretty bad, they have to do some digging. They need to do some filing. They need to, but even that round, gosh, what's it called, the buffer, even that takes off skin. So you are having access to your tissue, and if something else on that had the virus, you could be getting it. So hepatitis C as well. Now, how long does the virus live? So if you're walking into a manicure place, et cetera, all right, a salon, now usually they sterilize. They'll sterilize the razors, or they'll be disposable razors that they use to, you know, cut off the hair from the feet. They will sterilize these, oh, I forget what it's called, the ones that go in to dig out all the dirt and help you with your ingrown nails, that thingy. All right, they usually use those that are sterilized. They should be sterilizing the toenail clippers, but some of these places don't. Well, if you take off a piece of skin when you clip a nail, and a lot of us have had that done, all right, that's broken skin right there, which means now you have an entry point and an exit point. You have something exiting onto that toenail clipper and not. Now, how long can this virus live outside? Well, I remember in medical school we were taught that HIV could only last maybe 4 minutes. Okay? And we were like, all right, well, you know, 4 minutes, you know, but we're hearing more and more. According to AIDSMap.com, HIV could survive up to 4 weeks in syringes after HIV-infected blood has been drawn up. Apparently, they studied over 800 syringes with small amounts of HIV, and they found that HIV could be isolated in 10% of the syringes 11 days later. They say it's very sensitive to pH. So if it's very acidic or basic, that could be a problem with HIV surviving. However, they said HIV may survive in dried blood at room temperature for up to 5 or 6 days if the optimum pH is maintained. So, you know, hepatitis, I saw a source where hepatitis could live for, gosh, I don't know, weeks on an inanimate object. So now you're going in, la, 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 I'm going to get in, I'm going to get checked, and boom, all right, or go in, get your manicure, et cetera, and then boom, something gets inside and something digs, et cetera. So I always tell people, this is what you do. Go and bring your own instruments, and we've already talked about that. I got a bunch of Walmart, all right, or my salon CQ Nails actually has your own pack. It's your own pack, so they don't have to worry about transmission, et cetera. Good. Okay? Next, other areas that could be a concern is that buffer. Okay? They could put on a new filer on that round buffer thingy, whatever they call it. So if you're worried, you could say, look, I want a new one, and you could pay for that being your own. So anytime you need to be buffed, you use that one. Okay? Now, there's that one that, where they clean under the nails, and it's a very pointy thingy. Okay, that should be cleaned between each use. All right, it usually is supposed to soak in some alcohol before and after. Make sure they're doing that. But another thing that really concerns me is the oil, the cuticle oil they put on. A lot of the cuticle oil salons put on, it has a soft brush. And it's a container that has the brush, and then they brush the cuticle nails and plop it back into the container. Well, if your cuticles bled, then you unfortunately, if your cuticles bled and now they wipe that and that goes back into the container, now it's contaminated. So I always suggest no cuticle oil. I'm like, don't do that. All right. So just, you know, be smart. Just look at everything that, you know, and ask your salon to make sure everything they use is clean. You're allowed to do that. If not, don't go. But it is so not worth it. Now, cousins really shouldn't be, you know, sharing manicure, but you know, you guys are doing pedicures together, you know, I could see why. Okay, hand me that. It's nails. But unfortunately, it's still pretty dirty. All right. So HIV, just to quickly review. All right. HIV, mostly transmitted through sex, blood contact, transfusion, needles. We always worry about hepatitis and tattoos. Well, same thing. Anything that could possibly break the skin, all right, could transmit it. Surgical equipment, transfusions, as we talked about, breast milk, etc. Again, I'm going to add manicures on there. All right. HIV still is resilient, won't last as long as other viruses on surfaces. Don't forget, if you do have an open wound, to be careful touching something to that open wound. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.